and God's consequent will. Before and apart from humanity's fall into sin, no such distinction was necessary. Since sin entered the world, everything that happens is according to God's consequent will in that He allows it. The only alternative would be to abolish free will. God limits evil and steers the course of history along certain lines according to His covenant with people. But He does not cause everything either directly or indirectly. Of course, nothing would exist without God's creative causation. But here we're talking about His causality of specific events. Some people object to my formula that God is in charge, but not in control, because they think it undermines His power. I disagree. God has the power to stop anything from happening. He just doesn't always exercise that power. God limits the exercise of His power for the sake of real, free relationships with people, and for the sake of creatures' moral responsibility. In this respect, my teacher and class analogy breaks down. Unlike God, I am not omnipotent. Others object to my formula because they think it robs them of the comfort of believing that everything has a purpose. Perhaps they should become Calvinists, in which case they would have to live with another set of problems. I wonder what comfort they derive from believing that God controls everything. What comfort is in believing that God manipulates events so that children contract leukemia and die slow, agonizing deaths? What comfort comes with believing that Hitler was an instrument in the hands of God? Sure, these beliefs may invest meaning and purpose in such otherwise absurd events, but what do they say about God? I don't find such a hidden God, as Luther called the side of God that wreaks havoc and evil on the world, comforting at all. Such a God is not revealed in Jesus Christ, and is more like a terrible tyrant than a loving Heavenly Father. If there is a hidden God, as some believe and as at least one hymn proclaims, behind a frowning providence God hides a smiling face, how can we trust God to be good? How can we believe in God's promises? Perhaps part of God's hiddenness is that He doesn't keep His promises. Once the hidden God idea is introduced, all kinds of questions pop up out of the Pandora's box it opens. I prefer simply to say that God is in charge, but not in control. It's less misleading, given everything that I believe, than God is in control. I also prefer to say that some things happen against God's will. God does not always get His way. It's less problematic than...